will be asked here online.
We are learning with you the details along our path, from discovering that we're broken, parts that need to be corrected, to reconnect them together, and to the extent in which we connect, we feel between us a higher degree of existence, an upper force, the only force that exists in nature, that sustains everything in accordance with equivalence of form with Him. We connect more and feel Him more in us. And the whole process we go through upon ourselves. It's not something that exists in some place, but it's actually within a person or between him and other people. As they construct from themselves a special place for the revelation of the upper world, the revelation of the next world. Sometimes the next world appears to them as hell, sometimes as Eden, as good, as bad. And this is how we progress. There is nothing other than that which is revealed in the connections between us, now too. Only that now it's revealed to the extent that we're us not even being connected to one another. Somewhat, the Creator lets us feel what we're in. And that's called this world. Not that we built it, but it's a given. All our work begins in us identifying our state and asking the Creator to correct it. And then we come to the first degree of connection between us and connection between us and the Creator accordingly. Then we discover once again a lack in our state of connection between us, in the connection with the Creator, and ask, and the Creator corrects once more, this time in a higher degree, this lack of connection between us, and lack of connection between us and Him, the Creator. And this is how we advance. This is why we see that the wisdom of Kabbalah is explaining to us that after our exodus from the exile in Egypt, from our ego, and we somewhat feel that we can rise above our egos, we need to start implementing it in the connections between us, and from the connection between us to the connection with the Creator. This is how we advance altogether. Simple actions that their order is clear. But it's impossible to come to connection between us and connection with the Creator if we don't feel how disconnected we are, how much we don't want the connection, we're opposite it. And this is what we ask for. Meaning, it's not that we're asking forgiveness for being as such, because it's the Creator who created us such. But as it's written, go to the craftsman who made me. As we turn to Him who made this, and we understand why, because He must prepare for us the lack, the deficiency, the need. And then in that feel of that lack of attaining it, of wanting it, we find a need for that between us from Him. And we will ask, and He does everything from us, only the request comes for us to understand that we're not in a good state and we're asking Him to correct it, that state. This is why the question is whether we're sorry about our state or not. Whether we feel that we must come out of it or not. Whether we certainly feel that that's all that we're missing and everything else will work out. Other than the physical connection between us, by which we scream and cry out that we want a more internal connection between us, only in that we correct ourselves. The shattering, the flaw, only through that we need to connect to the Creator, and that's the only thing He corrects. There is nothing else to correct other than the gap, the tear, the distance between us. Either He will connect between us in such a way that there will be no distance, or He will cover us with some force that will connect us. But for Him to do something, so that that feeling of connection will disappear. Not completely. But there is a benefit from being broken. Because according to that feeling of the shattering, we can feel benefit from connection. As the advantage of light is only out of darkness. And to the extent in which we feel dependent on that darkness that we're in, and we can't even exit it, we can't even ask to come out of it. Then, in that same tendency, we can ask to nevertheless be saved, helped, take us out from this, save us from this separation that's between us and between us and you. The recognizing of this state depends on how much a person invests in his mind and heart in this. And this is how we can advance, meaning without the feeling of... And this is how we can advance, meaning without the feeling of the state that we're in. This is called the feeling of the sin. We cannot reach connection, and only in the extent of the connection between us, we will be able to feel the spiritual world, meaning in the connection with the Creator. Therefore, let's think well about our state and reveal it as a bad state, not because of the corona or because of all kinds of other so-called blemishes or flaws that we have, but rather only for the cause, the true cause to all the bad that is revealed, both corporeally and spiritual. The Creator gave us a lack for Him, a desire to come to Him. So let's understand that altogether, the deficiency is one, a lack of connection between us, because attaining something spiritual is only possible to the extent of the connection between us, specifically as we are with you in a state called the last generation. And the more separation, difficulty to connect, come closer to one another, friend to friend, is revealed in us, depends on the more efforts and prayer we give to each other to connect and pray for it. And to the extent of this connection, we will feel the upper world, faith above reason, and the Creator, which is revealed in this. That's why we cannot skip over the situation, the period of our development called repentances, forgivenesses, slichot, where we come to be asked to overcome this state of separation between us. That's what there is to say here.
Rav, devo pentirmi del fatto di non aver fatto delle.
I need to regret that I did not do the things I could have done for the 10, because of my nature. And how do we relate to none else besides him?
You need to check what is now, what was. What is now that you feel that is bothering you to come to the revelation of the Creator? Because by that, you're bringing him contentment. It's written, the Creator wants to dwell in the lower ones. And that's what we need to do, is to give him a place to be revealed. That's how you bring him contentment, not in anything else. There are also all kinds of actions that precede that, preparations. But all together, what we need to do is, from the connection between us, we build a place for his revelation, and he enjoys that. So you don't need to think about the past. What was, happened. What's happening today? That's what you need to give the judgment of what I'm missing here to reveal the Creator. Of course, it's clear that it's the connection with the friends, first of all. What's missing in my connection with the friends in order to discover the Creator? What more can I add in the connection with the friends so that the form of our connection will be ready for the revelation of the Creator? So first of all, a deficiency for the revelation of the Creator, which I reveal. This also depends on the extent in which I think that it needs to be revealed and it's missing. And to the extent in which I yearn to resemble the Creator so that I will be able to be revealed in accordance to with equivalence of form. So here I need to be concerned with two parameters, two states, a state of the lack of the Creator, and as much as I can imagine to myself, a state that is suitable for the revelation of the Creator. That's exactly the point. Let's say I am before some meal, and I really want to eat, but it's not enough. The host wants me to want exactly what he prepared for me. Otherwise, he won't disclose before me his meal, because he wants to bring me pleasure. And the deficiency that I have, just like that, a deficiency is not enough. That's not enough. So it could be that I want some hamburger, but the Creator is preparing for me pasta. Yes?
Pasta italiano, mashu.
Pasta italiano, something really good. So I need to come exactly to that which I have and what I need in order to bring contentment to the Creator, which is revealed. This is called make your desire as his desire. It's not enough that I am in disconnection with my friends. I also need to depict to myself more or less correctly, what does it mean, the connection with the friends? And when I will have those two details in me more or less they will be revealed in a suitable way, then I start to identify the Creator is constantly correcting me. He's not being revealed. He's doing this to me and those and these and those exercises, constantly awakening in me a deficiency and a lack of a deficiency. To this measure and another, in this way and in another, in order to bring me closer exactly to what he prepared me. This way, if I come to the revelation of the world, the spiritual world that needs to be revealed in me, then my kli is ready and yearns truly to him. And then in the meeting between the kli and the light, there is pleasure, revelation of mutual discernments, and male and female, it's called enter, the deficiency and the filling, it's enter exactly and fill one another. We fill the Creator with the deficiency towards him and exactly towards him, since we are already starting to understand and to recognize what is it that we need to have. And he who fills us already finds the place exactly to fill us. And then a state called a zivug, a coupling, occurs. A mutual filling. I for my beloved and my beloved for me, it's called. This is all attained through forgivenesses, the slichot, where there's here many forms of work. There's a lot of work here. So let's scrutinize this. As much as we enter into this, we are exactly in this. It's not that we're learning about some foggy, obscured state that's distant from us and who knows when it will be revealed. But here and now, this is the stage that we need it to be revealed, that we're in. That's why it's worthwhile to enter into it with all our mind and all our hearts and scrutinize it and attain it.
Marta,
you said in the beginning that as much as we discover separation between us, it's just to for us to raise a prayer. Then you said we're asking to be saved from a state of separation. So what is that prayer? What is salvation from separation? What exactly is the prayer?
Look, first of all, we need to discover what we're praying for, who we're praying to, for what do we want to achieve, attain, and then it will be already the body of the prayer. Otherwise, it won't be a prayer. A prayer needs to be in me wanting something, in me depicting that which I want, that I know who I'm turning to somewhat, that I have a connection with him, that I have the confidence that he can supply to me what I'm asking for. The prayer is the whole world. It's a lack and the future fulfilling. It's all in that result. We need to discern that.
Praying to the Creator is a certain state, but praying for the correction of separation is a different state. There is separation, and so what do I do with it? Can correct it, connect to the Creator? It's a different state.
So according to your words, I need to first clarify who I'm addressing with this deficiency of mine. So I need to scrutinize that everything I want to attain, I need to actually turn to the Creator, because I have no one else to turn to. I seeked my entire life how to benefit my state. I didn't find any way, anything. And now it's been revealed to me that there's an upper force to which I need to turn to. And he is clarifying this address to him. And then I turn to him.
Why do you need separation, though?
The separation between us needs to be so that we will understand what we're missing in order to be connected to him. It's to the extent of the disconnect between us and the Creator. To the extent in which I am disconnected from my friend, to that extent I'm disconnected from the Creator. I can't be connected to the source of good, to the Creator, because I won't be able to be independent and to ask in order to bestow to all kinds of things. I will constantly just want him.
What do I learn through separation about my nature, the friend's nature, the trust to the Creator? What?
That all I need is to skip over this separation.
What does that mean?
All I need is connection, and by that I attain it all.
This point is unclear. The separation is clear. Also, it's clear why, because the ego explains to you so and so. But now you need to rise above the separation. How do you correct the issue of separation between each other?
If I could be connected to one another, then that lack of connection with the friend, and then the connection with the friend, those two parameters, the lack and the connection, will give me the feeling of the Creator. This is how I discover this special condition called come and see, Bore. Otherwise, I won't be able to reveal him. The Creator can't be revealed. I don't have what to reveal. He doesn't exist towards my kilim. But if we feel the separation, and upon the separation we feel the connection, from those two, I begin to attain the third force. Other than separation and connection, I start to discover the third condition, which is called filling. And that's called Creator, Bore. Otherwise, he does not exist. You cannot reveal him in any other way. Only from those two parameters, these two conditions, you can discover this concept called Bo'ure, come and see. Bo'ure, come and see. That you have to have come to him with the deficiency and reveal him inside this deficiency, that inside that, and they don't cancel each other out. Both the deficiency and the filling remain, and inside these two, the concept of the Creator is considered there. Let's put it this way. A child really wants to eat. He is brought, his mother gives him to eat. She shows him her breast. He suckles, he's onto it, and suckles, and with each time he sucks, he feels that he has a connection with his mother. It's not just the hunger and not the filling of the hunger. It's an acquaintance with his mother. That's what he has. This is how we are. So it's not a deficiency and not the filling, but rather the third one, the Creator, the host, my source.
But with it also connection exists. Rav, without the sense of separation, we won't feel connection. So now the question is, how, from the separation, wanting to reach connection, we grab hold of the Creator and we want him to realize it, because otherwise we see that we can't. How many times a day do you want to connect? Do you talk about connecting? And then a moment later, in a second, it goes away. And for years, you can continue without it until you're shown from above, until the Creator himself reminds it to you. So we have to feel these parameters together. Lack of connection, the intensity of connection, the character of connection, and fulfillment. Three things, three parameters. So the second parameter, I don't understand. The separation, I understand. The third state, I understand. What is connection? I don't feel the connection. Rav, but you ask it to be. Okay, so I ask the Creator to give us the connection? Rav, sure, of course. I don't know. If everyone has the same question, then what else are we turning to the Creator for? Asking for connection. And according to the level of connection that we discover, we also discover the root of that connection, which is Him. You have to make an effort, try to receive the revelation of this, and from your actions we know you. And most importantly, not to let go of these states, because that's where we are. We don't learn something that is like, you know, the study of the Ten Sefirot, the world of Atzilut, something out there. We're talking about what has to do with us right now, the first degree, the entrance to the spiritual world. Okay.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Ну вот, прощение просит из-за чувства вины, как бы. Если...
Hello, Rav. We're asking forgiveness from out of a sense of guilt. So how do we discover, if we discover this new state, this new quality, we don't need to ask forgiveness, we need to thank the Creator. Rav, there is a matter of gratitude, but still there's also a matter of asking forgiveness, meaning that you're sorry for not trying correctly in the previous states the Creator gave you. But it's only in order to now try fully to ask Him for connection and revelation, because that's the only way you bring Him contentment. Start from, what do you want now? You want to bring contentment to the Creator. That's the goal. In each and every state, just like He does to you, you want to do to Him. So, use the data that He's given to you. Turkey 2.
Dear Rav, I am asking for a friend. Is our closeness to the Creator, as much as we have been able to rise above our ego and will to receive within us, how do we discover them so we can move forward?
I will tell you according to my experience. A person that asks to emerge out of his ego, just to leave his ego, enters a greater ego and doesn't even understand it. The fact that he enters a greater ego, that's one thing. But the fact that he doesn't feel that he's entering a bigger ego, that is the problem. He can cry, he can go pray to all kinds of places, to scream to the heavens, to knock on his heart and bang on it, that he is in such a bad state, that I am bad, and so on. It's a lie. We cannot cry over the bad in a practical manner, and for it to advance us. We need to ask only for the good thing to come to us. Therefore, we need to pray for the connection and not for the lack of connection that we have. We need to pray for the closeness towards the Creator, for us to be like Him, as much in the connection between us. That's the actual state of forgiveness is, where we pray to come to the good. And inside of that, of course, we discover more and more the bad in us. Just like it's written, anyone who is greater than his friend, who wants to be even more, and he's even greater in connection and bestow, discovers that his inclination is even greater.
Thank you, Rob. You just described that we have to reach the prayer to the end. What is that?
The end of the prayer is that we receive what we requested. That's very simple. And this comes when we can correctly use what we receive. That it's not stopping the connection between us, not stopping the connection between us and the Creator, upon which we would build our whole request, our whole appeal to Him, that the whole connection between us and the connection to the Creator, that we're receiving a filling now from the Creator that is being revealed in us. This will not erase everything we built. This won't tear the connections between us. It won't weaken the connection to our address and appeal to Him. On the contrary, we will strengthen these matters, connect by this the forces of mutual arvut, and sustain this state forever. Well,
спасибо, дорогой учитель. Вот вы сказали, что
thank you, dear teacher. You said that the Creator enjoys us giving to Him our deficiency. You also mentioned about this example of three parameters, that there is a third parameter, that we love Him like a child loves his mother. The question with regards to that, should I try to reach such a state in the 10, that we have such a deficiency like a mother in the 10?
We need to start discovering in the deficiency, in the connection between the friends, a deficiency for the Creator, which is expressed in me expecting to have the feeling of love towards the friends, some kind of warmth. Rabash writes beautifully about this. And with this warmth, this expectation for this embrace and warmth, I turn to the Creator, together with the friends, all together. We need to depict this state where out of us stabilizing between us a deficiency for warmth and connection, and we bring it to the Creator, if that form will be suitable, we will reveal Him. It's an emotional matter, because this is all happening in the desire. All the worlds and all these states are in the emotions. In the intellect, almost nothing happens. Only between one emotional state and another that we go through, that is where there is place for the intellect, for the brain. But also, not for much. It's mostly the heart. Because the whole of the creation is a lack, a deficiency, and a deficiency is a feeling.
Yes, we are connecting, we feel that warmth, as you mentioned, the warmth between us, the connection, and you also said there is a third component, and that's the sense of needing the Creator. So, do we need to build that too, or this feeling comes from Him, that the connection with Him and the necessity for Him?
Of course, that all starts from the Creator, who establishes these lacks in us. But we do need to, nevertheless, care for this. We have to be concerned with this, yes. We need the care to understand not that we're receiving the filling. When we receive the filling, that's Chokhmah. And when we receive the Chokhmah from the source, and we have a connection with the source, then in place of the Chokhmah, we receive Torah. That's the difference between Chokhmah and Torah. From Chokhmah, wisdom, we become more wise, knowledgeable, and from the Torah we feel the connection with the upper force, and from the connection with him we have our acquaintance in the upper world.
Thank you, Rav. I have a similar question. If I understand correctly, the main main investment during the day or the whole time in the tent is to raise the deficiency so that the tent will be stronger. Is that what we need to work on? Is that the effort?
Yes, we just need to clarify. What does that mean that the tent is strong according to the force that it's lacking, according to its inclination towards bestowing to the Creator? Through bestowing to friends each to each other, accordingly it's strong, meaning it's strong in the lack eventually. When does it come to its realization? Specifically by feeling that it has no forces, only a big desire for connection, and it doesn't have any connection, a big desire for the Creator, and it has no Creator, and then from that they cry, demand. That's called coming to the opening for those who knock for repentance.
Demander pardon au Créateur et que la connexion se fasse en réponse à cette situation du Covid. Quelle est cette émotion si forte et intense?
In order to ask forgiveness from the Creator and the connection to reach a state where, in relation to the coronavirus that humanity is going through, what does humanity need to feel in what, and in what intensity in order to express forgiveness to the Creator today?
I need to feel that it's pressing me, that it's pressuring me. From my work with my friends, with my scrutiny with the friends, the connection between us. What connection? What's it aimed towards? What state is it in? What do we want to attain? From all that we... this, we come to an understanding that we don't have the right connection between us. That the measure of this connection between us will express our desirable connection with the Creator. There cannot be a connection with the Creator to a greater extent in which I have a connection with the friends. And you don't know how to measure your connection with the Creator, but by measuring your connection with the friends, because that becomes the partzuf. And to the extent in which in the partzuf a measure of aviyut is revealed, a measure of the masach, the measure of the hardness, the kashiyut of the masach, to that extent you measure your connection with the friends and your connection with the Creator. And they are equal. They are equal. Only that the Creator is everything relative to the friends. Where if you come to the right intensity of connection, in that correct intensity, you feel all together in an integral way what you reveal is the Creator. That there's no difference, but rather to that extent that we are connected between us, that we feel this connection and the force that connects us and the feeling that connects us and fills us is as one. And that's called Bore, the Creator. The Creator is called the inclusive, the includer. He's not there, but we establish him in our Kli. Think about that. You need more and more to scrutinize it, chew it until you feel discernments, flavors in this.
How to combine, reconcile, where we regret and where we justify.
It comes as one. Because that's the deficiency and that's the scrutiny. Therefore, don't erase and don't throw anything away. Connect everything to one state. It has to be that way. Without the lack, there's no flavor. There's no taste. You can't come to love unless before that you have some kind of little fight, some little quarrel. On the contrary, if you love, you sometimes even want to put into it a little bit of that pepper, that spice, some little sting, because then you feel the love even more. And this is how it is from our vessels, where everything is built upon a deficiency.
Thank you, Rav. Well, when we come to the forgiveness, what do they add to the empty place, and do the forgiveness make some order in that place?
The forgiveness discloses the lack of the filling, and therefore this period is so necessary. Do you understand? It's like a week or 2 weeks or a month before Rosh Hashanah, all the religious people in Israel begin to ask forgiveness. They come to a prayer called Slichot, forgiveness. There's a whole book where it's written what you need to say. So they say, pa, 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 pa. We are demanding for the feeling to be in the heart, a deficiency for us to feel in the connections between us, in the connections between us and the Creator. We're asking and discovering this deficiency. That's called forgiveness. Of course, without disclosing this deficiency, we cannot find the lack for that feeling. So first of all, forgiveness. And then a new degree, which is called Rosh Hashanah. That too we call the Creator.
But what turns lack of connection to connection?
The feeling of the lack of connection, it's scrutiny, prayer, and receiving the answer to that prayer.
What do you scrutinize?
I'm scrutinizing how much I want that connection of ours to be perfect. Perfect in us including, being inclusive into one another and revealing from each and every one all that one can complete in the other. Meaning we discover love for the ten, where I am willing to stand for all the friends in all things, and accordingly I discover new deficiencies, additional ones, inclusive ones, integral ones that weren't there before. There's a certain addition in the scrutiny, just like we want. Let's say you have pixels and you have to build a circle. How from the pixels do you build a circle? Many, many pixels, because pixels are little squares, yes? So from square shapes, you compose them, and you make a circle. But nevertheless, after all those pixels, what remains are little spaces that you cannot fill with pixels. A quarter of a pixel here and there. Well, how do you do that? What do you do with that? Therefore, you turn to the Creator to help you feel that. There's always a deficiency from the side of the creature that he needs to ask the Creator for. That's called the Creator will complete it for me. And then when there is the perfect picture, the Creator fills it.
So the prayer to the Creator is always on the places where you cannot complete the lack of connection to connection?
Yes, that's mostly it, where I'm trying to come to connection, and I see that I can't, and that I'm leaving and disregarding and running away. That's what I'm asking forgiveness for. That is what I ask help for.
Учитель, вы сказали, что мы наполняем Творца хисароном к нему.
Teacher, you said that we fill the Creator with a deficiency towards Him. I would like to ask about the gratitude. How important is the gratitude, and what is more important to Him, the deficiency or the gratitude for fulfillment? What supports our connection?
We will come to the order of the prayer, the clarification of the prayer. We will have an interest in that. But in essence, something big and general, we need to start with the greatness of the Creator, from the blessings. That He is great, He is the source of all, He creates us, He establishes before us the great goal, He draws us to there, leads us there. And after those blessings, we arrange ourselves towards Him, that we're missing, and that we're asking Him to help us and open our eyes and advance us to see things in a correct way, so we will make His will, and so on. We will learn these things.
Should agree. Yes.
Let's assume that a state of hatred appeared between a friend and I. And I asked the Creator for the strength to overcome this hatred. And I did something toward the friend. What should I expect in return?
You must reach a state where you forgive the friend 100%, that's a matter of forgiveness. And you speak to the friend that he, as much as he can, do the same thing. And you scrutinize between us, and you reach a state that everything that seemed bad turns into good, into a new degree. That's how we make the corrections. Everything is revealed as a corruption, as a shattering, and we correct it. That has to happen like that.
Should it be revealed on the surface?
Yes, of course. It's written that the transgressions between a man and a friend cannot be fixed, but only between them, only between you. When you turn to the Creator, He can't help you. The Creator can't fix corruptions between you and the friend. But you can turn to the Creator, but afterwards you have to turn to the friend and organize it with him. That's why before Rosh Hashanah, there's a state that we request each one to the others in the group, says, sorry. That I'm not even aware of it, that I've harmed anybody or anything. But I'm asking for forgiveness because for sure there's a lot of things that I disregarded them and so on. Yep.
Sorry, Rav, but let's say the situation doesn't change even after...
If the state doesn't change, you're not going to reach a first spiritual degree. Very simple. That's it. If you can't correct the state in any way possible between you and the Creator, then you shouldn't even keep going. I'm serious. The extent of connection between you and the Creator is measured according to the connection between you and the friends. That's your measurement. There's nothing else to measure by. That's how it is. Okay. We have
Latin 3,
Latin 3? Did we have? No, I don't think so. Latin 3.
Hello, Av. The connection we need in order to obtain the connection of Rosh Hashanah, is it above reason?
Of course, the first spiritual degree. It has to be above ourselves, above our attainment, above our feelings, above our mind, of course. That's why we have to be as pure as we can, to cleanse ourselves from every bad relations between us and prepare us with the best good relations we can. Only in that way. Next, maybe it'll help. When one comes to ask the Creator for forgiveness, to forgive his sins, two discernments apply. One, that you do not apologize for anything, but only hurt for hurting another or the Creator. Two, that the order of the way you ask for forgiveness is to the measure of harm to the other or the Creator. Therefore, when one comes to ask the Creator to forgive him what he sinned against him, that he blemished his honor, meaning he must know that that's what it is. Otherwise, what, to just come there and cry? And if he doesn't feel any sin, and we don't, I see according to your questions, you want the goal. You don't feel that you need to correct anything. You want the goal. And if you don't feel any sin, and you ask for forgiveness, it's as if he was joking. He's making fun of the Creator and from the whole system that he put before him, because he doesn't feel he blemished the honor of the Creator. The reason that a person doesn't feel his sin, it's a law in nature that a person committed a transgression and repeated it. It became to him as permitted, as if he's allowed to do it. He's not even aware anymore that it's a sin. That's why start thinking, am I sinning or not in my life? We are full of sins. Each and every one. In each and every moment. But we constantly repeat them, these sins. That's why we instantly stop once we change them. We don't feel we're sinning. I repeated something the second time again. I don't feel it's a sin anymore. It's the law of nature. I just don't feel it. What did I do? Who did I harm? If there was a judge and he understood human nature, he would understand me that only once I perform a sin. Second time, it's not a sin. I don't feel, he can do it 1,000 times and not feel anything, that I did anything bad. So the reason I don't feel the sin, because there's a law in nature that if someone performed a sin and did it the second time, it becomes permitted. That's why he doesn't feel his sins when he asks for forgiveness from the Creator. So what is he asking for? There's nothing to ask for. That's why people that cry and ask for forgiveness, they also bang on their heart and cry. It's false. They don't feel that they're performing a sin. And we do need to integrate in the tens and to scrutinize as much as we're in the same state. It's speaking about us, that we are disregarding friends, the connection between us, our plea to the Creator, and we don't feel as much as we're repeating things. And we stop feeling them as sins, as a corruption. That's why, Rabash continues, that's why he doesn't feel his sins when he asks for forgiveness. So he does it mechanically if he even tries. Thus, one should try as much as possible to calculate, as much as he blemished, the honor of the Creator if he turns to him. So how much did he disregard the Creator in all kinds of states? That he can ask for forgiveness from the Creator. That he will clear his sins. What sins? That I have not raised the greatness, the importance of the Creator enough in my eyes, that it will constantly be above me. That in each and everything he does it, he sets it up, he makes the calculation, and he takes care of everything. And I am 100% dependent on him. That there's none else besides him. And that's what I have to feel. That I did not make the correct calculations towards the presence of the Creator in my life. That also in thoughts, in my personal desires, also in the group, also in what the Creator awakens in me, the perception of reality. It's all Him putting it before me. It's all Him. And I don't feel Him, because He is the only force working in the world, that there's none else besides Him. That he can ask for the Creator to forgive for his sins, meaning that I disregard His greatness. And I ask for the Creator to forgive me, and then He will, according to what I feel that I've sinned. Meaning, all of my forgiveness is towards none else besides Him. And all of my plea to none else besides Him, through the ten. And we are asking to scrutinize this through the connection between us, as much as I am harming the friends in their greatness, in the greatness of the ten, as much as that is the only vessel to stabilize me before the Creator. So to the extent that I disregard the ten, I disregard the Creator. And as much as we advance more and more, it'll be more clear that from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator, first take care of the ten, and through that you take care of the Creator.
Questions.
My friend, this is what we're studying about right now. How to turn this period to the jump into the first spiritual degree. That's what we are learning now. And not for the first spiritual degree, just like that. But the spiritual degree of the last generation, it's a huge difference between what they used to attain, individuals, people, that it's a completely different term. It's already also the feeling, also it's a different revelation. It's revealing the Creator to the created being in this world.
Yeah, Rav, we understand that. But the question is, what sets this one apart? What makes this one different?
Because the Creator started relating to the whole world in a unified way. That's why we need also to relate to Him in such a way that from the entire world we turn to Him, because we want to draw the whole world behind us towards the Creator, towards that same goal that He put before us. That is a big difference that before didn't really stand out. And this year, a new year is revealed. It's a new state in reality. After thousands of years of development in humanity, now we see that humanity can get in to the first spiritual degree, all of it. They're all starting to come in. Obviously, it'll be a few tens and more and more and more, but they're entering. The opening is opening, and the whole world right after them. After us, the whole world. So be worthy of it. Feel that responsibility and the force, the confidence, the avut, and let's do it. I don't know what to say. PT34.
Good morning, Rav. I wanted to know, should we be in gratitude or asking the Creator, because humanity is suffering right now with all the coronavirus? We have to be in gratitude, and from the gratitude, we have to come to slicha, to forgiveness. We have to start with gratitude, because without greatness of the Creator in our eyes, we can't turn to Him correctly. Latin 2.
Muchas gracias, Rav. Hasta el momento ha habido una sensación de no tener tanto éxito al conectar.
Until now, there was a sensation that we're not succeeding in connection.
El daño que hemos hecho hacia los amigos, ¿es ese elemento que nos falta para tener éxito en la conexión, Rav?
Is the feeling that we made damage to the friends, is that what we're lacking?
No, don't worry about it. What's important is to ask and just keep nagging like a child, and don't do all those calculations. These calculations will only bring you to a state where you sit and do nothing, and there's nothing worse. The important thing is to do, and the Creator arranges all those things, all those states. He knows how you will react. So react as much as you can, but try to do it as much as possible together. That's the most important, and just go ahead. Even if you turn to Him and demand things that you don't deserve, but you demand them, we want it. You owe it to us. You created us, you owe us. He enjoys it. He enjoys this demand because you recognize Him as the force that created you, that you're dependent on, you rely on. There's nothing more than that.
I see.
Understand? Asia.
So, should we concentrate in order to not be a person just asking for forgiveness without knowing about what? Should we concentrate on all of our sins against the ten, or should we pray for recognition of evil?
It's best if we direct ourselves toward the greatness of the Creator. That we want to recognize all the things we've gone through, the lack of connection between us, but that in the lack of connection between us, we cannot know the greatness of the Creator. And this is why we have to be more connected among us, so as to discover Him, to discover His greatness. Because what does it mean, the new spiritual degree? It's when we begin to discover the greatness of the Creator. And all the spiritual degrees are to how great the Creator is, how controlling He is, how He arranges every single thing in creation. And therefore, we come to know the work of the Creator, the work of the Creator, meaning what He does in creation. And by beginning to know these things, I sympathize with Him. I want to help Him. I even want to take some of the actions on myself and do them instead of Him. And that way, advance. And this is called becoming a servant of the Creator. It's as if I do His work instead of Him. And then I demand of Him, give me such qualities so I can do something instead of you. Help me. So I can take on something and do it. And that's how we advance.
Latin 2.
Now,
in my opinion, what you are lacking is prayer. Precision in the prayer, power in the prayer, connection in the prayer. That's the main thing. The main thing. To whom you aim, to whom you want to be connected, on whom you are dependent. All those things have to be revealed in the prayer.
So until now we have this exercise that, let's say, we like build a mutual prayer, each one adds a line, we work with it during the day. Is there an importance maybe to scrutinize before that what are we praying for, and not that it'll just be like a basket of requests? Because sometimes it feels that, oh, I'm asking for greatness and I'm asking connection, and He is it wants to see the friends as great. Because it's just like a grocery store list.
Of course it doesn't work this way. You understand that the prayer has to... The prayer is the work in the heart. Are you doing this as work in the heart, or are you looking... What else do we have on the shelf? Everyone should be like everyone. This is why I'm saying that here there might be a problem in the preparation for the lesson. And outside of the lesson, we should be more in prayer, toward prayer. Everything should end in the right prayer from the bottom of our hearts, which enters the Creator, permeates the Creator like an arrow. And stays in Him all the time. This is the man that comes from the lower degree to the upper degree and stays there all the time. And in the upper degree, it sustains all the sefirot in the right way, so that through this man, they become a source of connection from which the mud comes down, the light comes down to the one who raised the man. This is what we should be like.
Exactly on that. During the day, I understand the same preparation we do to the lesson, we have to do something similar, before we gather for prayer, without connected to the lesson. We want to perform a prayer. We want to scrutinize the deficiency between us that we have to pray for. Is there importance to work with that same prayer throughout the day? Or every few hours we have to meet again and scrutinize again? Should we reorganize our deficiency?
I would say you have to constantly be with the same prayer, but expand it more and more, scrutinize it more and more. It's called clarifications or scrutinies of the prayer. When you scrutinize who is appealing, who are we, who are constantly changing, to whom we're turning, with what we're turning, in what order. What order should be in our prayers, in our litanies, etc. It should be more and more scrutinized until we build such a chisaron, such a deficiency, where we can keep ourselves and the Creator in it, and the connection between us and the Creator begins to establish it in a new way, which is called the first spiritual degree.
And the feeling that we need to have during the day. After we performed the preparation, we did the scrutiny, we put together the prayer. So the next few hours I have to walk around with the feeling that I'm lacking something, or that...
Lacking. And you'll see how much you're deficient. And even listen to the news. You don't need much more than just to listen to a few news bulletins. But if you listen, you'll see how much the world is deteriorating more and more, and how it needs the real medicine. And they won't find the real medicine. I guarantee you. Just like I said half a year ago, that it'll get worse. And you were quiet. He's just talking. But I'm telling you, regrettably, we are in a situation that will get worse, because I'm still not finding that we can change this world for the better. And this is why we have to be sorry and feel that we are responsible for reality, all of reality, truly responsible. And for this, ask for forgiveness from the Creator. That we understand that everything depends on us, that you pulled us into being the closest, the first in line to you, and you expect us to ask for us and for the whole world, you as the upper one, and we underneath you and the whole world underneath us, so that we will sustain this connection and draw lights from you and kelim and discernments to make a connection between the whole world and you, and we in between sustain the connection, and we still can't. And for this, we ask for your forgiveness, because this is something we have to establish today already. We have to. We're not asking for something in the past that happened in the past. This is what is ahead of us, and we have to feel responsible for what is happening in the world. It doesn't matter if the world agrees or if it knows about it or not. It makes no difference. What's important is that we accept our situation like that, and we have the basis on what to ask for the Creator, what kind of forgiveness we have to ask the Creator, because what is happening in the world is my fault. I am responsible for the world. I brought the world through my negligence to the state it is in now. If I were arranged correctly, then before the coronavirus, before these problems, I would bring to the world the good, and the world would be turning from the state it was in to a better state. It wouldn't have to go through this descent, and who knows when it might start rising from it. And this is why we have to feel responsible for it. that it's our fault and that we are betraying our work in our connection with the Creator, and we are totally disregarding and disrespecting our duty. We are contemptuous of our duty, and for this we have to ask forgiveness. And forgiveness doesn't mean we have to ask for Him to forgive us. It is that we want to correct it, so He gives us the understanding, the feeling, and bring us closer so that we will correct the world, not for ourselves. This is called having to go from the love of man and then to come to the love of the Creator. This is what we ask Him to help us come to. So if we get into this, into the real shape of the world, we have to be ashamed before the whole world for not doing our destiny, not realizing our vocation. We have nothing to be proud of. We should be ashamed, really. And whatnot. No, I'm sorry to tell you, but your whole kli, your whole apparatus, your whole approach when you come to the wisdom of Kabbalah is intellectual, and it's not good. You have to work more with your heart and not... I understand, I was like that too. And not want to dissect, to analyze the wisdom of Kabbalah like in math or in science, like the way you know it, and that way it works out. Nothing will work out for you. All that will happen is that you will give up and say, I can't, help me. And also in the same way, you turn to the society. The more broken your heart is, the more you will succeed. And then you will be great because your kli is great. You've been with us many years. And he who is greater than his friend, his desire is greater than him. So this resistance to work with the heart will give you a big spiritual kli. Good luck.
Moscow 1.
Потапов, finally.
Рав, мы говорим, что все понятия,
которые
мы изучаем, они не...
We say that what we're learning today isn't something we scrutinize, but the light has to come and give us the scrutiny. And that's what we're doing in the tent. We're drawing this light. How can we understand, determine, when can we say that our actions in the ten cause the light to come and work?
By beginning to love the friends, that's it. I begin to feel that instead of rejection or indifference, apathy, I'm drawn to them. I want to hug them. I want to feel them close to my heart. And then I feel that when I hug them and I want to be together with them in one heart, it's still lacking something. It's empty. And then I remember, that what's missing here is the Creator. I feel His absence. But first, the friends.
Говорили про то, что нам не хватает ответственности за мир. И вот глядя на вас,
you said we're lacking responsibility towards the world. When we look at you, we feel a huge importance and a sensitivity to the trouble of the world. Why don't we have such a thing that we'll be able to think all day how to help the world? Why don't we feel guilty about it, that I won't be able to sleep or eat? I'll feel that I'm late. How can we take this degree of sensitivity towards the world? Where is that pharmacy you can acquire this responsibility? It's really lacking. That's the reason we can't organize anything right. Where Can we get the forces to wake up 45 lessons minutes before the lesson? How can we get into the material and then come out to better dissemination? How? Maybe you have an example, a personal advice, how you got that such a level of responsibility that you're willing to invest from morning to night.
Importance. I don't know what to tell you. Importance. What can I do? What else is there in the world besides this? And what can I exert? I've been in my personal quarantine for 6 months now, since the time the coronavirus started, in order to, God forbid, not get sick, because then I would disconnect from you. And I'm already at an age where those who are sick have a high chance that he will die. So I have to watch myself so I can pull you. This is why I shut myself up. I have here a place where I'm shut. I'm closed here with my equipment, with a few more people for the broadcast. And that's how I live. I don't come out of this place. It's totally fenced. That's it. So it's important. But what can you do? You think each of you is less important than I am? It only seems that way to you. It seems that way to you for now on the corporeal level. But in the spiritual clay, there's no difference between the great, the small, the first, the last. Actually, the last are the important ones. So you have to talk about it more. Today, I have no words to express it. It's enough that you think about it to see that each one is important. Okay? Try, friends. You are very important. Very.
Я к тому, что вот вроде много лет занимаемся, вроде все понятно, и вот вы как бы...
I want to say we're just studying for a lot of years. It's as if we understand everything. Also, 6 months ago you said, guys, it's going to be bad. Now you're saying it's going to be even worse. What you just said. If 6 months ago, somehow we could hear it, listen to it, the whole virus came, now we got used to it. It's like the sin twice. So you're saying, all right, let it get worse. There's nowhere else to go. But this virus won't go away alone. We will need to do something. Why does this importance disappear? The Creator is doing it. Are we lacking prayer? Are we not giving importance to each other correctly? Because from you it's coming.
If we don't cause correction, then the Creator only has one force, the force of the light. When the light influences us and we are uncorrected, it causes in us even more corruption, even more shattering. So we would feel only worse than all of humanity in our wake. And there will be no end to it until we begin to demand of the Creator to correct us, to help us understand what depends on us, how we can connect, how we should ask, how we should draw reforming light. He works in the same way. He will not change anything. We might feel him as changing, but he doesn't change at all. We have to connect among us and to him. There's no other way. There is no other way. I really hope we come to this. Try specifically today, after such a lesson, try during the day to maintain connection between you and scrutinize the connection between us and the Creator, because by that you are revealing the cure. Now the whole world is waiting for a cure for the coronavirus. They're investing billions into it, and everyone's competing. Oh, who wants to do this, to do that? we have the real cure. We are in possession of it. Let's reveal it. Let's not wait for more people to die and for humanity to suffer more. And spirituality is like that too. We don't have to go down to worse states. If we appreciate, if we consider our degree as bad, then we are ready for an ascent. Every state has to be felt in us as intolerable. Intolerable. I can't stay in it for another minute. And then I go up with a real outcry. How can we together in the tents come to this real outcry that we don't want it, we can't stay in this anymore?
No, בהצלחה שלנו.
Well, good luck to us. Be well,
info,
and be more successful.